Okay, this is Perek Vav and Perek Zayin of Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. For the next few chapters, we're going to be dealing with an area that involves descriptions of physical blemishes in the Kohen. So as the Rambam listed in Perek Aleph, if a Kohen has a blemish, a physical defect, which we're going to go through in immense detail what those are, he is unable to work in the temple. So Perek Vav is going to basically create an outline. Perek Zayin is going to start some of the specifics, and that's going to continue in the parakim after this. Okay, Perek Vav Halacha. Kol kohen sheish b'mum, b'mum kavua, b'mum over. So if a kohen has a blemish, whether that blemish is permanent or where it's one that's transient, will pass. L'yichnas ha-mikdash mizbeach lefnim. So that kohen cannot enter from the point of the mizbeach and further it. He can go into the azara, but he can't go past the mizbeach towards the heichal. Shneimar l'parochas lo'yavol mizbeach lo'yigash. If the Kohen goes ahead and does cross that threshold, he would get Malkus, even if he didn't know Avoda. So again, just enter Avoda. Even entering into that area brings about the punishment of Malkus. If he didn't do Avoda in the Mikdash, having a mum, having a defect, pasul, so the Avoda is not good, the Chil Avoda, the Loke Afal Avoda, and he gets Malkus for the Avoda as well. So basically, the idea of Malkus, the warnings attached to him not doing any avoda at all. So too, if a Kohen has a mum that is temporary, she'avad, he does the avoda in the Mikdash, pasav aloke, the avoda is bad, and he gets Malkus, and he gets Malkus, and so we learn now from Torah Baal Peh, shezu ashar l'bal mum over, that this extra warning in the Torah is talking about a Kohen who has a defect that is temporary. But if a Kohen who has a mum, who has a defect, doesn't any work in the temple, so he doesn't get capital punishment, rather he just gets Malkus. So when it comes to blemishes, it doesn't matter if they're ones that he was born with, or if they're ones that appeared later, bain over him, bain chain over him, whether they're temporary or not, whether they'll heal or not, they are puzzled, he is puzzled to work in the Mikdash until that blemish passes. So if it's a temporary blemish, once it passes, he's able to return back to his service in the temple. Mum kavua. Okay, so when it comes to a permanent mum, kagon, shever regal, shever yad, like a broken leg or a broken arm, umum over, a passing blemish, kagon, garabi, alefes, ruachazasis, these are types of different like boils and other skin afflictions. Velo hamum and aksum mitara bavad, and not just the ones that are, not just the defects listed in the Torah, shepsuim b'kohanim, elakol mumanarim b'gof, any defect. So the Torah kind of gives the categories, but any defect that is visible on the outside of the Kohen makes it a mum, shenem rakol sheba mum, mikol makom, ve'iloksuim b'torah dugmahein. So basically the ones listed in the Torah are just basically examples. They're not telling you the complete list. And so through our Torah Shabbat Peh, we understand the complete list of blemishes that possible, that, work out that the Kohen is unable to work in the temple. Okay. So there are three categories of defects. So one kind of defect, the Kohen cannot do any overall generic avoda, nor can he bring any karmanos. And there's another kind of mum, another defect, that the Kohen's unable to do any temple service at all. And then v'yesh mumen she'im poslim aval v'nei maris ayin, but there are some defects that, technically speaking, aren't really a problem, but because of Maris Ayin, because of the sort of impression that having that mum would give, that Kohen does not do avodah in the Mikdash. Again, it's not that he's puzzled, it's just because of Maris Ayin. We'll get to that later. So any Kohen who has a mum that would disqualify, let's say, both a person and an animal, or a servant, whether it's accidental or purposely, the avoda he does is pasul. And again, if he does it purposely, he gets malchus. So the first category are defects that you can find among animals and people. But there's another kind of mum that are unique to man, right? So let's say it's one of those, the avan, he does the avoda, even though he gets malchus, so in a mum that's unique to humans, if the Kohen does the avoda in that state, the avoda is not destroyed. And if he does the avoda and the mum that he has is a maris ayin mum, and aloka, he doesn't get malchus. And not only that, the avoda he does is good. So the only time a Kohen has a mum that possible sin, that a defect that prevents him from working the mikdash, is a clear mum that's on the outside, that's you can see. But any mum he has inside his body, so for instance, let's say he has a kidney issue, or his appendix is removed, or he's got ulcers. So even though, luckily speaking, in some of these instances, he's considered a trefa, which means, as far as halacha is concerned, he's going to die very soon. But the avodah is still good. So just like, and you'll see the case of the broken arm and broken leg is something you can see, obviously, okay, like a compound fracture. So that has to be clear to see. So too, all the movement have to be clear and visible to the observer. Ha'arel, someone, an uncircumcised Kohen, Hariu Kben Nechar, he's considered like a foreign person. Therefore, if a Kohen's uncircumcised and he does the avoda, chil avodaso, so his avoda is bad. And Veloka Gazar Shabbat, and he gets Malkus just as if a non Kohen did avoda in the Mikdash, Aveno Chai Misa, but he would not get capital punishment. Lachates. Kohen Shayan Nosen Nashim Ba'avira. Let's say a Kohen married a woman, and created a situation that's a marriage of Isser, or that's unique to the Kohen. Eino Oved, so he cannot do a vote in Mikdash, Achi Adi Ruhu Bezin Al Das Rabim. He has to make a special neder in Bezin on the knowledge, so to speak, of everybody. So basically, the Oved, Vyorid, Umigar. So he has to make a promise, a neder, a vow, that he will no longer continue this type of relationship, and he's going to get out of it. He does the avodah mikdash, he leaves, and then he divorces his wife. So too, let's say a Kohen is a tamei meis, he touches a dead body, and it's tamei puzzle, he's puzzle achi kabbalah beizin shol yitma. Again, it is a case we did it on purpose. He has to go ahead and to beizin make this neder that he will not, what he called, become tamei. Vim avar v'avar kodem shiadir, but let's say he went ahead and did the avodah prior to making his neder, or shi kabel, afi shun nasui v'avera lochil avodah. Or let's say he went ahead and did not go ahead and accept the neder that he's going to divorce his wife, that's a marriage of Isser. The avoda that this Kohen does would not be considered pasul. So let's say a Kohen does a vote in the Mikdash, and then the Sanhedrin does a check into his genealogy. And it turns out he's a chalo. I mean, he came about through an inappropriate relationship. His birth was the result of an inappropriate relationship between a Kohen and a woman. Nonetheless, avodas akshera, l'sha'avar, v'eino oved l'haba. So we don't passel all the previous avodah he did. We say the previous avodah he did is still good, but he's prohibited from doing future work in the temple. Vim avod, but if he does do the labor, the temple service, lo chila, the avodah will not be bad. Shenemar, barech Hashem chilo, fo'od atirzeh, af chulun shibot yirzeh. So he'll even find the avodah that is chol as still being accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu will accept that avodah as well. Finally, to finish the parak vav, Halach Yudal Bezin Agadol Hayoshim Lishkas Adazis. Okay, it's very interesting. Bezin, as we know, sat in that special chamber that was half in and half out of the temple. Vikr Maaseim Hatadir. So, what was the primary job they did? It wasn't Paskin Halacha. It was actually Shayoshim Bedanin Es Kahuna. They would spend most of their time. The most common activity would be sitting and judging the Kohanim. They would check into the Kohanim, the Yuchsin, in their genealogy, with Mumin, and to make sure they had no defects. So let's say they find out that a Kohen is Pasul in his lineage. Lovesh Shorim, he would put on black clothes. And he would cover up, wrap himself in black. Nazara, and he would leave the temple. But let's say in the examination of the Kohen, in his genealogy and his Mumin, it turns out he's good, he's perfect. Lovish Levanim, he would put on white clothes, but Nechnas, he would continue into the Mikdash, and Mishamish Mechav Kohanim, he would serve with his fellow Kohanim. Finally, Lachid Beis, Mishin Nimsa Kasha Bichusa Mimsa Bamum. Let's say someone, a Kohen, is definitely has a good genealogy, but we find a mum in him, a defect. Yoshe Belishkas Eitzim. So what does he do? He's demoted, so to speak, to service in the Lishkas of Eitzim, which is where they would go ahead and gather the wood together for the Mizbeach. Metala Eitzim, and he would remove the worms from the wood, the ma'aracha from the mizbeach, the cholik v'kachim, he would still have the right to the korbanos, im anshe beis avshalo, that the fellow members of his subsection would eat, the ochel, shenemar lechem l'ha mikoshe g'roshim, mina kodashim yochel. So he still has rights to those korbanos. Okay, that ends parak vav. At Parag Zion, we're going to start some of these mumen in detail. Halacha Aleph. Kol mumen on posam adam mehem hachamishim zeo pracha. So there are 50 blemishes that are shared, okay, between people and animals. I mean, you don't just find them only in people, you find them in animals as well. And these are the descriptions of them. Halacha Beis, Chamisha Be'ozen. So there are 5 in the ear, okay? Now we'll go through these pretty quickly. Ve'lohein, Misha Nifkam Schum Ozno, Kadesha Tachlor Hatziparn Bekam. The first one is that where the lobe of the ear is basically destroyed, or it's like held back in a certain way. Avala Ora Mukaf L'Schum Ozen. But let's say the, what do you call it, the skin that surrounds the lobe, meaning above it, Eimbamum Be'nikev Nistak. If there's a hole in that area, that's not considered a problem, or if it's cracked, that would be okay. So that's the first one. And we're going to do a few more about the ear. So let's say the ear had, the major part of the ear has a crack in it. The kol shehu, no matter how small it is, even though the size of the ear hasn't been diminished. Or let's say someone who went ahead and made a hole through that main part of the ear, and the hole was the size of his bean, whether it is a round or a long hole, imitzvarv the karshina, if it goes ahead and is comes together to form the size of this bean, hareza mum, that's considered a defect. Misha yosha ozno, let's say someone has a very, very dry ear, kadesha tinakev, below tzotzidam, that if you poked a hole in it, it wouldn't bleed. Misha haiso ozno kful l'shtayim, someone whose ear was doubled. Afilo hakadish derech ozno, v'liosa notos kikulos, even if it looks like a goat, whose ears appear as if they're doubled. Vatsha yilo shnei schuchim, as long as he has what he called 2 separate lobes. But if he only has 1 lobe, Rehu Kiguf, and it's like 1 entity, meaning it doesn't look like 2 distinct ones, Shenikva, Kasher. That would still not be considered 2 ears, and therefore it would be Kasher. Okay. Shalosh Berishal Ayin. So there are 3 defects that involve eyelashes. Elohim. Mishanikav Ris Marise in Abakolshu. Anyone whose eyelashes are perforated. Misha nistak ris marisa in abakolshu. Anyone whose eyelashes are cracked. Misha nifkam ris marisa in abakolshu. Any blemish in eyelashes. When Torah says charutz, it's referring to these 3 possibilities. Okay, moving on to the eyes themselves. Salachay. Shmona ba'ayin, ba'ilohain. There are 8 in the eye. Okay, the first one is ha'iver bein ba'echameina ba'mishnein. So someone is blind in 1 eye or both eyes. Misha ina roa b'shneina ba'achas man. Someone who cannot see from both of his eyes or through 1 of them. Even though there's no real, you can't see any actual change in the eye, but what's the problem? He's basically got a defective tear duct that's constantly producing water into his eye. Someone who can't see clearly because he's got some sort of optic nerve issue, to be a little more advanced. Let's say someone who has like a little tiny, little object, like a small grape in his eye. Mish yatsa, like an appearance of that. Mish yatsa basar yeser be'eno, ad shechafa ma'at min ashachar shalayin. Someone who basically has a coverage of the pupil area, which is basically what they call cataracts. Mish nimshach haloben shalayin, v'nechnas yonim ad b'shachar. Someone who has the white part of the eye, the black part was extended into the white part, ad shenimsa shachar ma'ura belovan, until the black part of the eye, the pupil, looks like it's mixed with the iris. Bu tivlol, it's mixed up. Amar b'Torah, that's the tivlol that the Torah says. Tivlul. Aval im yatsam in a shachar b'sochel lavan. But let's say it went from the black part into the white part. In a mum she'ino chain mum b'lavan, because there's no actual mum in the white part of the eye itself. Mishayis in the kuda lavana b'sochel shachar. If someone has a very tiny white spot in the midst of the pupil, zeu dak ha'amar b'Torah. That's what dak is in the Torah. Bu shetiyat safa gabe shachar. And that's where it's floating, so to speak, that thing on top of the pupil. Aviv lo haisat safa, but if it's not floating on top, or shahaisan b'shukas b'shachar, or let's say it's submerged into the pupil, in a moment, that's not considered defect. V'chenim haisan nekuda shechora, if there's a tiny black spot, b'socha lavan, in the iris, aviv lo safa, even if it's floating on top, in a moment, she'im mum lavan, there's no mum in the white, in the iris of the eye. Haisan nekuda shechora, if there's a black dot, shukas b'socha shachar, that is now floating underneath the, or submerged within the black part of the pupil of the eye. Avzeh nikra dak, it's also called dak. Avim vaytzeh tzafa, but if it's floating, hol b'hi shechora, since it's black, b'shachor, with black, in a mum, it's not considered a mum. Okay, 1 second. Moving down the face, there are three in the nose. Someone who has a hole in his nose, even if it's on one side. One whose nose is split. One whose nose is blemished. Moving down to the mouth. There are six with the mouth. Someone whose lip has a big hole in it. Someone whose lip is blemished. Someone whose lip is cracked. So basically, it's cracked to the point where the lip is split into two parts. This is interesting. One whose lower jaw extends even the slightest amount beyond the upper jaw. Someone whose mouth is basically larger, and it's a condition he was born with. But if his mouth is larger because of the air, which is okay, then it's not a mum. Mishita Rova Madabra Shalashona. Someone who basically the majority of the part of his tongue has been removed. Okay. Halachas. Shemasar the Avari Hazar of Elohim. So there are 12 involving the genitals. Okay. Misha Nimacha Gitchalo, so someone whose penis is crushed, or nichtas, or gnashed, or severed, or nichras cut off. Someone whose testicles, even one of them is crushed, or someone, the scrotum area is crushed, or what do you call it? Let's say there's two testicles located in one part, or if someone has only one testicle, even though he's got two areas in the scrotum to hold them in. Also, again, someone has two testicles in one area of the scrotum. Atumtum, which we know is someone who we can't identify their genitals. And androgynous is someone who has both. Malachites, shisha, biadayim raglayim. There are six that apply to the hands and the feet. Ve'elahim. So then we have hapiseach, someone who limps. Umisha nishmata yurecho, hu saruah amar batara. The second one is someone who has basically a hip that's come out of its socket, and that's a saruah that's used in the Torah. Someone whose hip is attached, like he basically walks funny because one hip's attached higher than the other. Someone whose arm is broken, but you can see it. Someone who broke his leg, but you can see the break. Even if it's not when he stands up, you can see it. If you can see it when he walks, someone whose legs are swollen, it's a congenital defect. But if his legs are swollen because of the air, ain't a mum. That's not considered a blemish. Excuse me. So there are four types of blemishes that can occur anywhere in the body. So someone who has any dry area of like a skin defect, like a dry skin defect on the skin. So that's a case where someone has like a growth that has almost like a bone inside of it. Someone who has a type of boil, that's an Egyptian boil, kol shehi. And that's like a very, it's very hard and it looks disgusting. That's the yalefes that is brought down in the Torah. So whenever there's a like a ditch or a groove made inside a bone that you can see, raise a mum, that's a mum. That's considered part of a charetz. Ribs are not considered included in bones that are visible. There are also three other kinds of mum. So basically, an older Kohen, who when he stands up, he shakes and quivers. Also a person who's sick, who shakes because of a sickness, and he's very weak. Aval trefa, but someone who's a trefa, meaning they have an injury that will lead them to death. But kasher b'adam, pasal v'behema. A kohen can still do a voda, but the animal, of course, is pasal. V'chein yotze dofen, kasher b'adam, pasal v'behema. So too, if someone's born through a C-section, all right, it's good. The kohen could still be do a voda, but the animal would be considered pasal as a korban. And finally, alach yagimel, ha-mezuam, v'kohen shu mezuam. So someone who smells bad. And the Kohen smells bad, biziyaso. So what does he do? Because he's so sweaty and he smells. Rochets v'shaf kol gufa v'bosem v'obeh. He has to actually wash himself and put on some sort of cologne, and then he can go on and do the work in the mikdash. Hayareach pivroch, he has terrible breath. Nosim v'fiv pilpel ozangvil, he puts in his mouth a pepper, ginger, like a Listerine type of thing. V'yotz v'hen v'obeh, does the service. But let's say he did the labor, he did his service in the temple, either smelling bad or having bad breath. His avodah is not good. Just like any other person who had any kohen has a mum. That ends Perek Zion, and we'll pick up Perek Ches on after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.